Parenting is hard, and we don't have to look too far to be reminded of that.
But parenting can also be fun. There is so much joy to be found in raising your little ones, too.
So settle in and join us as we talk about motherhood, life, and all the fun that's possible in childhood.
Because parenting isn't always sunshine and rainbows, but sometimes it is. Listeners, welcome back to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows.
Welcome.
Jesse, we have someone very important that we need to introduce to our listeners today.
We sure do. And she is going to give us hopefully some great tips and tricks for self-care.
Self-care. It's such an important topic, I think, that we talk about this.
It sure is.
So without further ado, everyone, welcome Jill.
Woo!
Jill!
I feel like there should be a background.
Ding, ding, ding,
we need
ding,
an audience ding, ding, that's applauding in the back. Yeah. I love it. All right, Jill, you are a mom of two kids.
Yep.
How old are your kids?
Abby is 16 and Isaac just turned 14.
Oh, yeah, the babies. The babies are getting older.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Jill, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? What do you enjoy?
Who are you?
Who are you?
This week, I love sleep. That's what I enjoy.
Okay.
Who am I? I'm Jill. I have two kids. I'm married to Robert. I'm a midwife. I'm a home birth midwife.
Woo! All right.
So I help mamas through their pregnancies and go and catch their babies in their houses and so then good. Support them through their first 6-week postpartum period. And
perfect.
That's what I do.
Perfect.
I feel like probably a relatively large part of your job is helping moms take care of themselves.
100%. Yes. Yes.
Self-care, would we say?
There it is. Yes. Care of self.
Yes.
So then you are, in fact, the perfect person to talk about this.
In some aspects.
Yeah.
I don't do it for myself.
You go, see, isn't that so funny? I know.
And yeah, I think that's even worth mentioning, too, is that, like, we talk about self-care and we talk about how important that is.
Right.
But it's so hard, like, when we get down to it.
It's very hard.
Yeah, to actually do it and to take the time to really, like, step back and kind of focus on us and what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But we can't be taking care of our kids if we're not taking care of ourselves. If we are not okay, our kids are not okay.
Right.
So, Jill, you have older kids than we do. Mm-hmm. So we look to you for guidance and inspiration.
Wisdom.
So, tell us, though, being a mom, so kind of stepping away from midwifery at the moment, but being a mom, how have you historically, or what have you done for self-care for yourself?
So my journey through motherhood has been really hard. It started off hard. I had a preemie. I had my my first child was born at 30 weeks and then spent 33 days in the NICU. And so I really think as moms, our self-care starts during pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then really during that immediate postpartum part. And that's even taking out the midwifery part. That's really where we have to start laying a foundation for taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen in our culture for a multitude of reasons.
Right.
But I did not have that opportunity because I was going back and forth to the NICU for over a month.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But then both of my children have autism and have ADHD and things like that. And so that makes it really, really hard to have any kind of self-care because every waking moment, it's like waiting for a shoe to drop.
Wow.
And it's like, what's the next thing? And I didn't know anything about autism really, or ADHD or dysgraphia or, you know, the things that we deal with in our house and until I had my kids.
Right.
And so not only am I dealing with it in the everyday, but now I'm having to like learn about it and having to figure it out and out my kids and how this goes here and how this goes there and what does this mean? And I was homeschooling and all the things. So my brain was just constantly on overload, always on overload, which meant that my body was always on overload. And so my cortisol levels were off the charts and it was really hard. So figuring out how to take care of myself in that was really next to impossible.
Yeah.
And in that time when my kids were littles, nobody in my circle or in my community had ever been a part of special needs anything.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have support from anybody who understood. And my husband, as much as he was part of it, was away at work 9 to 5.
Yes.
And with, you know, quote unquote, normal things.
Yes.
In an adult world, having adult conversations. Mm. And it was really, really hard. And there were a lot of days I resented him for that.
Yeah.
Because how am I supposed to do all this 24/7 and have the burden on me and take care of myself? It just didn't happen.
Right.
Right. Right. So over the years, as your children have gotten older, have you found that as they're becoming more independent and that sort of thing, that you are able to find more time to take care of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yes. I feel like that's
good
hope.
News.
There's hope.
Yes, there's hope.
I'm relieved. Yes. But so what have been the things as you've gone along and as your kids have gotten older, what have been the things that you have been able to find for yourself to take care of yourself?
Time.
Okay.
Time is one of the things that I need, and honestly, sleep. I joke about it, you know, sleep is like my thing. Like I put up a thing on Facebook today, like, I'm awake, pray for me.
Pray for, yeah, like, please you know? Be with me during this difficult time.
Yes, please be with me during this difficult time.
I saw that, that was awesome.
You know, I joke about it, but my body needs sleep.
Yeah.
I was just diagnosed with Hashimoto's a couple weeks ago.
Oh, what is that? Sorry, I don't
it's know. It's a thyroid thing. It's another conversation.
Okay, sure.
But it can cause like extreme fatigue. And I went through this long period of just feeling lazy for years, like since before I had kids, of just feeling lazy because I'm so tired all the time. And why am I tired? I shouldn't be tired. Like, what's going on? And and now with my job, like, I'm even more tired because I'm on call 24/7. I get called in the middle of the night for bursts, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So time and sleep are, I think, two of my big things that have really, really helped me to help replenish my energy and to help my body come down so that I'm not dumping cortisol into myself all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Something like being on high alert, just waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yes. Anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about for you, Mel? So we are in a different life stage, right?
Right.
In this life stage for you, what do you do for self-care?
I think the biggest thing for me is just being able to take time to step away, right? Like, it's getting like alone mom time where I don't have to worry about like doing something else. Like I've always said, like we think of like that time of rest, right? And that kind of self-care is just getting away from our kids. But I would always take that as like, I'm going to go to the grocery store by myself.
No, it's time to catch up on laundry. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Like that's not it. And it has never been for me. And I remember being so confused as to why I was still exhausted. Like I had time away. Yeah. So what was my deal?
Right.
But like quickly realizing it's because I'm not actually resting. I'm not actually getting away. I'm not actually taking care of myself. Like I'm just doing errands without three kids, you know, and that's still not restful.
It's not restful at all.
So yeah, trips to the grocery store alone don't count for me. So it's finding that time to like really step away and just be like, look, to my husband, like I just need an hour or whatever it is. Or like when he gets back from a work trip, I've always joked that like I'd be sitting in the car ready to go like the minute he gets here.
Peace.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I've done my time. It's on you now. So.
Yep.
But like finding that time to really just get away and just be able to like completely decompress on my own. Like that's something for me that's really helpful.
And you're a reader.
I am.
So that's like something I think for you, right?
Yeah, is
that,
absolutely.
I love that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely love books.
What book number are you on? I saw you posted something on.
I think I'm up to like 15 for the
Come
year.
Come on, girl.
Of how many is your goal?
This year, my goal is 80. So I had a goal of less than that last year, and I didn't get it. Like, I was a couple books shy. So I was like, instead of going down, I'm going to make it even
Let's go.
I love it.
My husband was like, really? Is that what you want? Yes, I'll fine. So, I'll figure
yes,
it out.
Yes, it is what I want. Don't judge me.
So when do you read those books?
I'm a big fan of audiobooks.
Okay, gotcha.
I do count those as actually
absolutely.
Reading.
You
Not
totally
everybody
should.
Does,
no,
but
absolutely.
But I'm like, look, if I'm going to listen to it, I'm going to count it. So,
absolutely.
And I have 80 books to read, so I'm going to count them all that I can, you know?
Yeah.
So audiobooks, like I listen to those in the car. I listen to them while I do laundry or like dishes. I'll just put in an AirPod and kind of listen as the way. Or on the way, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, at nighttime when the kids go to bed, like, sometimes I will binge watch Netflix for far too many hours. But then there are other nights that I just won't turn the TV on at all and just sit down and read.
So you guys have littles. What time do your kids go to bed?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, mine are in their rooms by 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're at 7. We're at, like, 7:15 right now. Okay. But my kids are younger than yours. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. What about, so your kids just are, they are on their own schedule.
I am in bed before my children
every night. I was going to say, are you in bed at 8 and your kids go to bed later?
I am in bed before my children every night. But my, so Abby specifically used to not sleep until she was medicated. She did not sleep. Like, period.
At all.
No.
And that added an extra burden to you as well.
I'm sure. Yes.
You
were just exhausted. The nice thing about that was she's Abby and everybody knows she's a little bit different, and I could trust her to stay in her room and just read all night. That's
love
what
it.
She did.
Love it.
I wasn't worried about her like going and getting into something that she shouldn't be getting into.
Sure.
Right. But she would literally be awake all night, and she really didn't sleep until she was about, I think we medicated her at 5.
Wow.
I think.
That's crazy.
But now I am in bed. Usually my kids tuck me in.
Wow.
I love that.
That's actually pretty amazing.
You're like, can I have a story?
How the tables have turned, you know?
I have a lot of guilt over it because I feel like as the mom, I should be the one tucking them in.
Right.
And Robert has actually been the tucker-inner for years.
Interesting. Okay.
Because for a long time, like that was his time with them.
Yeah.
Because he was at work.
Yeah.
And I was with them during the day. So that was his time with them. I felt fine about it then.
Yeah.
But now I'm like feeling really guilty about it a lot. And
that mom guilt, man.
It's the mom guilt.
It'll get you.
Mom
it'll
guilt. Get you every time. We should do a whole other episode on mom guilt.
Yes.
We should.
I feel like that's a whole other.
Well, and I think that it really does play into self-care.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. So I think that personally and professionally, it's very hard to separate the two.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that we live in a culture and a society that puts so much expectations on us as moms.
Yeah.
Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a working away from home mom or a work-at-home mom or a single mom or a married mom, it doesn't matter. There are so many expectations on us as mothers that we just can't live up to.
Right.
But because and social media.
Yeah.
Social media is the other just
it
like
kills us every way.
Of everything.
Totally.
And, you know, we see these Instagram worthy houses and we see these amazing
over the
things,
top
the clean kitchens and you're enjoying your children. Yes, and it's all great.
Everything's perfect.
Yep, that is not no what my issues. House looks like.
That ain't my house. That ain't my house because I have feral children and I'm feral myself. And I'm not one of these moms. I don't make my kids make their bed. I don't make my own bed.
Right.
Like, right. So, you know, but I think that we just have so much expectation on ourselves.
Right.
And so our expectations of ourselves are astronomically high.
Yes.
And I think that one of the very first things that we can do for self-care is to lower our expectations of ourselves.
So good. Say it again for the people in the back.
We need to lower our expectations
of ourselves. Yes. Where's the applause? Let's get that applause
that's
out,
where
man.
The applause goes.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, whether it's, you know, you just had your baby yesterday or, you know, your kids are 16, 18, whatever. Are they alive? Are they fed? Are they watered?
Yep.
Have they seen a little bit of sunlight? They're plants, guys. They're plants.
That's they are basically plants. Just plants, you guys.
They're plants with emotions and tantrums. I mean, that's right. That's what they are. And that's the thing. Like, let them be bored. It's okay for them to be bored.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to have all of these amazing things for them to do 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, you know?
Right.
So I think that would honestly be my very first tip and trick or whatever.
Love it.
Lower your expectations of yourself.
I love it.
And then right on the heels of that is build your community.
Mm. Yeah.
In our society, we are so, we all live on islands.
Yeah.
We don't want to be vulnerable with people. We don't want to be real with people. We want to be the Instagram picture and be like this perfect persona and give off this amazing, you know, I got it. I'm good.
Right.
That just adds into the cortisol levels, like, you know, physiologically what's going on with your body, but also psychologically it just adds in.
Yeah.
And so you got to find your people and you got to be real and you got to be like, hey, I'm really struggling today. Can you come over and just sit with my kids? Because if somebody doesn't, I'm going to throw them out the window.
I'm going to,
And somebody might die today.
Yeah.
Me or them. I don't know.
I have had days like
somebody
that.
Might die.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have had days like that.
Yeah.
But if you look around the world, women who have babies and when they're with their children, you know, as they're growing up, they're in communities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one kid can have mom and aunties and grandmas and sisters and friends. And they're all there together, it's raising this child together. Mm-hmm. And that is how we were meant to live.
Yes.
Yeah. In community.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were not meant to be these silos of isolation that we feel like we're supposed to be.
Yeah. Right.
I love that you mentioned that because we actually have a episode about mom friends and it was the last time we had a special guest.
That's right. We had Kara.
The tie-in is nice. It's episode 9 if you want to go back and listen to that one. But yes, like I think Jesse and I too, like we're huge supporters of finding your people and then like not sugarcoating the struggles of your life with them.
Right. Yeah.
And saying like, honestly, today sucks. Yep. Like I can't do this.
Yep.
But having those people around you that can really build you up and say like, look, I know this is hard, but like you're killing it. You're doing a great job. Like just, you know, dig in. Let me sit with your kids for 20 minutes while you hide in the bathroom. Like that's fine. Like it's fine. I'll give them a snack. It'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll give you a snack if you're hangry. Like go sit down.
Right.
I brought you chocolate.
That's right.
Go.
Those are the good friends that will watch your kids and give you chocolate. Friends.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. I think that's so important. And we don't have enough of that.
Yeah.
We don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable.
Right.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be everybody. This doesn't have to be everybody. Sure. But just somebody that you can pick up the phone and say, okay, today I'm ready to jump off a bridge.
Yes.
And I just need you to know this. And you're not worried about being judged. And you're not worried, oh my gosh, are they going to call CPS on me?
Right.
You know, you can really say what you need to say. And it's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that is incredibly important. We don't do it.
Because holding all of that in is really gross.
Yes.
Like and it just festers too. Mm-hmm. And it can become something even bigger than actually what the seed was, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And and also like downward spiraling too, right?
Yeah.
And it affects everything. So it starts like a cancer in your body.
Yes.
And it physiologically affects you and it psychologically and emotionally affects you, but then it seeps out and your kids start to be affected and your marriage starts to be affected and your friendships start to be affected.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're this crazy person that's depressed and in bed and you can't figure out what's wrong with you. And then you're on meds because, you know, well, you're just depressed.
Right.
And you just have a lot of anxiety because you're a mom. And that's a whole medical gaslighting issue that I have with the medical system and why I do what I do. But it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. And it's real.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Jesse? I think we mentioned some things. We said what it is that we do for self-care, but what do you do, Jesse?
Yeah, so I am a massage kind of girl. I like to go for like a, you know, I have
a
recently
day at the spa.
Well, you know, I can't afford the spa.
No, I understand.
But I have recently found out that my insurance will cover chiropractic massage.
There you go.
So I'm like, there it is. Once a month.
I'll take it.
I'm going to get that massage. And so I go every month for my 1 hour of peace and quiet.
Yes.
So that's a good
one. That's nice. Fantastic.
I also really, really savor my evening shower because my kids have gone to sleep.
Okay.
And it's just mama time where I can be in like a warm atmosphere.
Yeah.
Sometimes even like light a candle. I'm not really a bath person. I don't like to sit in my sludge. Like that. I feel like that.
You make it
but
sound so nice.
A shower I can get behind.
You can wash the sludge down the drain.
Well, like a day after like chasing around like small people.
Yeah.
It's sludge, y'all.
And you're outside.
And I'm outside a lot.
She said,
so
it is sludge,
it
y'all.
I'm not even kidding. It is sludge.
You heard it here first.
So
folks.
Showers. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, I'm also like I'm a movie person.
Okay.
So I like a good movie.
Yeah.
I am kind of like the like Saw killer hacksaw movie kind of person.
I mean, if that's relaxing to you.
I like the like angry
that.
Like.
You're living
I love
vicariously
all of that.
Through your episodes.
Yes,
man.
I know.
She's like, get my anger out through.
It's kind of great. Well, and I like the crime scene stuff. To who did it? Who did it?
Right. Law and Order, SVU.
Yes, come on, girl.
It's a jam.
So I would say those are three of my things. But I try to do at least one of those every day. Like, well, obviously once a month I'm doing the massage. But I try to do like I'm either taking a really luxurious shower. Well, hopefully I'm taking a shower every day. But I'm taking a shower.
I'm glad you said it, so
you
I
know,
didn't have to.
That's right.
We are in a little room here.
That's true. But But I wish that I were a reader, like a real reader.
Right.
But I didn't grow up that way. And so I feel like It just never clicked for me. But maybe I just haven't found my niche, right? Yeah. I haven't found my like book niche.
Maybe.
So maybe I just need to like dabble a little bit. You know?
Dabble in the fine art of reading.
Maybe you can, you know.
I'll give you some book recs.
Send me some fun ones my way. Yeah.
But I think like what you said is important too. Like there are like there's little things that I think you can do every day to kind of like put a priority on you for a minute as a mom to say like I am important and I deserve to have this minute, even if it's like a long shower.
Yeah.
Like it's okay for me to take a 25-minute shower. You know what I mean? Like it's whatever. Like that's easy, I think, to kind of maybe carve out time to do every day. But then there's those bigger things. That like, okay, once a month, once I'm going to go and get this chiropractic massage.
That's going to be my insurance covers. And
absolutely, man. That's why you have it.
Like I think it's being able to say like, it's okay to do these small things every day or find something that works for you to do every single day.
Right.
That's small enough that like you're not leaving your family high and dry every single day unless that's great for you.
The other thing I was going to say is I know it's not for everybody, but like exercise is useful. But I exercise so I can eat. I don't exercise for like whatever, the hot bod, summer bod.
Okay, you're still getting the benefits.
I exercise so that in the evening I can have some chocolate. Because like by the end of my day, sometimes you just got to have some ice cream. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Like, so I exercise to eat.
I love that.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will, on that note, one of the things like from the midwifery perspective.
Yeah.
Okay, it's my midwife hat now.
Okay.
As Americans, we are sorely deficient in a few vital nutrient things that make a huge difference.
Okay, tell me.
I'm like, let's have
writing this down.
Wait, I was going to say, hold on. Let me get a pen and paper.
I'm going to get my notes up.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
And these are things that I talk to my clients about every single time they come in. So the big first one is vitamin D. We are sorely, sorely, sorely deficient in vitamin D because we're Americans.
Right.
And we don't go outside and we sit in front of computers or TVs and we're sorely deficient in D3.
Yeah.
And D3 not only helps your immune system, but it also really helps your mental health.
Yes.
And we are just, I mean, I test every mom that comes in my doors for D3 at their initial appointment.
Oh,
the optimal... There's a difference between normal and optimal,
okay?
And your lab values. And I go for optimal. The optimal value of vitamin D is at least 60, but closer to 80. And I am here to tell you that most of my moms are somewhere in the 10 to 20 range.
Whoa.
Interesting. And I would be willing to bet that if I tested you two, you would be as well.
Whoa.
I'm on D3 gummies. Uh-huh. I'm a grown adult, and I'm going to tell you I eat the gummies every day.
Let's go.
So check me, Jill. All right, I might be an average range.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not optimal, but I am at least an average.
Get that needle out. Let's do this.
I'll take it.
I'd take my gummies.
Oh,
Thank you.
Oh, that is awesome.
Hey, man, gummies are great. I take gummies every night.
Man, it's a little gummy. Hit. It's like a little, that's good. Every day.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's one.
Okay,
that's
what's
huge.
A, what's a, you are so funny.
When you take D3, you have to take K2 with it.
And there's reasons. I don't. Write that down.
There's reasons for that I can get into. If you're interested, I can tell you all about it and why. But you've got to take K2. Otherwise, your body is not going to use that D3 properly.
Nice.
Interesting. So there's that. Nice. The next one that I would take is magnesium. We are all sorely deficient in magnesium. And magnesium does a lot of things for us. A lot of things for us, okay? From helping us not to be constipated to helping us sleep at night. And how many moms are not sleeping well?
Who could use more sleep?
Exactly.
I'm putting my hand up.
Yes.
Or better sleep.
I'm putting both hands up.
Yeah, that's right.
So magnesium at night,
okay,
before you go to bed, is an amazing way to take care of yourself.
Nice.
And to help you with your physical health.
Right.
And with your mental... magnesium helps your body deal with stress.
Okay.
So there's... I have lots of recommendations for that because there's 9 or 12 different types of magnesium.
Wow.
But there's a lot of... we can get deeper into that at some point. But magnesium.
Okay.
And then the last big one that I'll give you for supplement stuff is a probiotic.
Yeah.
A good... probiotic.
Yeah.
As I think as moms, we tend to hold a lot of stuff in our gut.
Right. Sure do.
And it causes a lot of problems. And probiotics really can help turn that around. It can help with your digestion, which helps make you feel better. I think a lot of moms tend to have a lot of like nausea and just like acid reflux kind of stuff, whether you're pregnant or not.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and probiotics can really make a difference on that.
So would you say that these things are for the most part in a good multivitamin, or do you feel like these would need to be like additional supplements?
Additional.
Okay.
Additional.
Good to know.
And I'll also tell you, this is going to sound really snobby and I don't mean it to, but it is what it is. You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So the supplement aisle at Walmart and CVS is crap.
Right. Don't do
Sorry,
it.
Sorry. It is.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Garden of Life.
Yes.
Excellent. Those are raw vitamins, raw supplements. They're fantastic.
Great.
Needed has an amazing line of stuff.
Okay.
Smarty Pants has a really good line, and those are gummies.
Ayo.
Oh!
I love that you point at me when you said that.
I did.
That.
I pointed at you, yeah.
I own it. I'm cool.
Ritual. That's another brand that's really good. Okay. But, you know, the Nature Made line at, you know, in the Walgreens
We're
going to
let that one go.
Yeah. Because it's nothing but fillers and it's trash.
Yep. Cool.
It's not
but Garden
help
of Life you like.
There you go.
I love Garden of Life.
You like Garden of Life.
I love Garden
of
Life.
I've seen Garden of Life. So that. Right.
There you go.
Okay.
I love Garden of Life.
Well, cool. Seems like I'm going to be doing an Amazon purchase here.
I was going to say,
in a short while.
I think we've got some things that we can do right now.
Yeah. Love it.
There are things that we can do today. Some suggestions we gave.
Yep.
Some suggestions we can do every month.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This seems like we have some good stuff here.
Yay. So I have an assignment for all of our listeners.
All right.
You need to take a supplement. You need to have a good meal, and you need to go to bed.
Yep. I feel like that's what we've decided today.
I feel like we've solved it. Just everybody needs to just go to bed.
World
just
peace, go man. Starts going to bed.
Hallelujah. All right, guys. We hope that you find time to take care of yourself, go to bed, and take your vitamins.
That's it.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Yay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows.
If you laughed, if you smiled, or if you liked anything that you heard here today, don't forget to like, share us, and subscribe for more episodes.
See you next time.
Bye.